The charity East Sussex Association for Blind and Partially Sighted People, or ESAB as it's known locally, were recently the lucky recipients of the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service. This is the highest award for volunteers in the UK. Here to tell us more about the prestigious accolade is Daniel Brookman, Chief Executive at ESAB. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
So, amazing news.
It is absolutely amazing. We're extremely honoured to have won it. And I'm so proud of all our volunteers and what they do, and this award is really for them.
Just as the charity's approaching its 100th birthday as well.
Yes, in 2021 we'll be 100.
So can you talk a little bit about what you do at the charity, please, Daniel?
Yes, we're based in East Sussex, and we work right across the county, and we also do a lot of work in Brighton, in the city of Brighton and Hove. We have a whole range of services. We have low vision support, working with people one-to-one. We have a couple of aids and equipment centres, one based in Hailsham and one based in Brighton, which have all the latest equipment available. And we have 19 social groups across the county, which have a varied membership. A lot of them are more traditional social groups for older people, which help them reduce their isolation and socialise with their friends. We run a theatre group. We're involved with Sound Tennis East Sussex. We're involved with ESAB Viable, which is a group of younger people in Brighton and Hove. We have a group for deafblind people in Brighton and Hove. And we have a working group people across the whole of the county. So we do anything that we can to help, really.
Yeah, you sound like you do pretty much everything.
Just about, yeah.
So how many of you are involved in that?
We have 12 members of staff, but we have 216 volunteers, which is quite an army of volunteers. The largest part of their work is running the social groups, but they also help us out in head office. They help us with training. They help us with computer and IT equipment for people. They drive for us. So the whole range of things that our volunteers do.
You also have an outreach vehicle as well.
We do, yeah, our yellow bus, as we call it. This was purchased by way of a legacy a few years ago, and we use it specifically to promote the charity and also to get out to the more difficult places to reach. East Sussex is quite rural when you get out of the coastal strip, and the outreach vehicle goes out to the villages and the hamlets and promotes us and helps people get in touch with us.
And it'll also reach those people that could possibly slip through the cracks otherwise.
Indeed, yep. We have many examples of people who knew nothing about us until they came across the bus. So, yeah, it really does that job for us.
So what are some of your highlights over the years?
Crikey, I can't quite go back 98 years, but certainly in the 8.5 years that I've been the chief executive, we have done a whole range of interesting projects. We're moving more and more forward with technology. We recently did a project where we gave out smartphones to members who were working, and that really made a difference for them. Or people who were trying to get into work, to be able to get that communication equipment made a big difference to them. Our social groups have an enormous effect, a positive effect, of course, on our members. They're so good at helping them reduce their isolation. And the great thing about our social groups is that we provide transport for everybody. So people are always able to get there. One of the worst problems for people who are blind or partially sighted, particularly if they live in rural areas, is about getting around. So our social groups are able to provide that. So they do a huge amount of work, and there's about 500 members a year who go to the different social groups. So it's a really good service.
And if I could just interrupt a second, Daniel, you mentioned mobility there. ESAB also offer mobility training for those that have just lost their sight as well.
Yeah, we do indeed. We have a long cane specialist who works with members, particularly if they, it could be if their sight problem changes or gets worse, so they need a bit more confidence building. It could be if they move house and they want to be able to understand their locale better. Our mobility trainer has been known to go out at night with people, we'll go out at weekends with people, we'll go on bus journeys. For my particular one that comes to mind was somebody who started going to college in a different town, and our mobility trainer went and did the journey with her a few times to give her the confidence to go from her home to the college, and that person now has done their college work and moved on into work. So yeah, our mobility is a good part of what we do.
Now, to ensure blind and partially sighted people are at the centre of things, you run a user reference group within the charity as well. Can you talk about that, please, Daniel?
Yeah, certainly. We regularly invite a group of users in whenever we're looking at projects, looking at work, looking at different things to do. We will bring a group of users together to specifically discuss it. So we are very much a user-led organization. We listen and talk to our members and provide the services that they want. Over 50% of the members of the board are either blind or partially sighted. So we have, right up to board level, we have people who are service users who are contributing to what we do.
Now, I mentioned at the start you've been recognised by the Queen, no less. How did that come about? And I take it you're pleasantly surprised.
We were nominated by somebody who is a supporter of the organisation. And when that nomination went through, we had a visitation from two deputy lieutenants of the county who came and scrutinised our organisation, and they looked at everything, and they were incredibly thorough. They also went to one of the biggest social groups to see our volunteers in action. A report is then written, which goes to a national board for their proposals to Her Majesty the Queen, and it's Her Majesty the Queen herself who actually picks the winners. And I'm really proud to say that out of East Sussex, there are only three charities that were picked, and of which we were one of them.
What does this award mean to you and everyone else at the charity?
We are incredibly honoured to be recognised. What it says to us is that what we're doing is making a difference, and what our volunteers are doing is making a difference. Because it's very easy for people to volunteer and keep doing what they're doing and not really see how much of a difference it makes. But with this, we can go to our volunteers and say, look, your work is so important and making such a difference to our members, you've been recognised. So we are incredibly proud of it.
If anyone is listening to this interview and they're interested in learning a bit more about the charity, how can they do so?
They can go to our website, which is www.eastsussexblind.org. They can find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, East Sussex Association of Blind and Partially Sighted People. It's a very long title, I know. They can follow my tweets at CEO ESAB, or they can give us a ring, 01323 832 252, and we will be very happy to talk to them.
And also, Daniel, on the website you have service users stories up there as well that people might find interesting.
Absolutely, we do. We do a calendar every year for our members, and last year we picked 12 members who the work that ESAB had done had made a difference to them, and those stories are extended on our website. And for example, there's one lady who lost her sight very suddenly and spent a year trying to get her life back together, having lost her job, having lost her home, and had to move back in with her mother. And then her mother spotted our outreach vehicle and came and saw us. And she then went through the processes that we have, the retraining, the rehabilitation, and she now has a very good job. In fact, she's even now moved on to do a PhD at university, and she's now a trustee of ESAB as a result of it. So we did an enormous amount of work to help her change her life.
So what are the charity's plans moving forward? Obviously, you've got a big anniversary just around the corner.
We have indeed, and we are planning to have a big celebration with that. But our plans in the short term are to keep doing what we're doing, and we are, like so many charities, suffering from the cuts to spending that have coming through. We have various contracts with different councils who look after us very well, but all of them are feeling the pinch, and as a result of it, we are as well. So we're finding our work is getting more and more complex all the time. We're seeing more and more people with more complex needs coming to our doors for our help, and we are doing everything we can to help them. But our plans are to keep going and to keep providing the service we do at the extremely high level of care and understanding that we have.
Daniel Brookman, Chief Executive at the East Sussex Association of Blind and Partially Sighted People, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.